Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapleford Friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and today on the podcast, we're going to talk about coffee consultants and the idea that coffee consulting isn't just about consulting to cafes or to roasting brands. Coffee consulting can be about a lot more than that, and it may surprise you what the potential for a consultant in the coffee industry or outside of the coffee industry could be. Before we get started, a big shout out to our upcoming event, the Global Coffee Town Hall. Click on the link in the show notes to pre-register. This is going to be fantastic. It's an open forum discussion that's going to take place across the week of October the 11th in four different languages, united around one question: what needs to change in the coffee industry in 2021 and beyond? So please pre-register for this event and be a part of participating and sharing your thoughts on what needs to change in the coffee industry in 2021 and beyond. Okay, so the reason I'm talking about this subject is because in our recent Coffee Consultants 6-week workshop, what we got was some feedback from a number of people that said that they had no idea how extensive their expertise could run and how outside of the box they could be in applying what knowledge they had received and expertise they had invested in being a professional in the coffee industry, how far that could take them, whether inside the industry or outside of the industry. And I wanted to talk about that today because I'm a big believer that the next couple of years are going to be transformative for our industry. And a part of that transformative nature is challenging. And I think that given the pandemic so far, people are reassessing whether they want to be working in the profession that they were working in before. So you may still want to stay in coffee or adjacent to coffee, but perhaps not in a cafe, perhaps not in a roastery. You've enjoyed your time away from needing to do that full time and are perhaps coming back to this thinking, well, I like coffee, but I don't like either having to deal with the public or having to carry massive heavy coffee bags, whatever. You have some skills, you want to repurpose them, and it's a great opportunity for you to consider creating a new revenue stream. The first thing I tell you is that if you're serious about this, join the Coffee Consultant 6-week program. It's affordable. It's a great investment because we will show you how to turn it into a business. The next thing that I want you to think is, what, this doesn't have to be your only revenue stream. This could be something that helps you buffer what would happen if you did lose your job or if your business did have to close down. And this has been a wonderful awakening for a lot of people who took the Coffee Consultants Mastermind group, because it doesn't place this huge pressure on, oh shit, I've got to create this business and it has to be successful straight away. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention is being a consultant doesn't just mean, oh, I'm going to consult to cafes and I'm going to consult to roasteries. Not at all. There are a lot of people you could consult to outside of the industry. You could also consult to people from within the industry that don't own cafes or own roasteries. So there are people who you could consult to around coffee competition in the industry. You could consult to them about building brands in coffee, if that's what your expertise is, coffee writing, coffee podcasting. Outside of the industry, what you could consult in is brewing coffee to the general public. Whether you choose to do that in small groups or through a YouTube channel and get monetized that way, you could become a consultant to corporate clients who want team building events. And one really great way to have a team building event is through a coffee experience. There are coffee clubs that you could create. There are so many opportunities around partnering with people around the world to create experiences for people. This is what we teach in the Coffee Consultants 6-week mastermind group, 6-week workshop. And there are so many different things you could do with the experience that you've got. And what I'm hoping comes of this is that we create more opportunities for people to become solo entrepreneurs that could perhaps start off as a part-time gig and turn into a full-time gig. The general public loves coffee. And you could take that expertise and extend your expertise to be something that helps them grow, whether it's just as a fun thing or whether it's something that they want to do to turn into a business. Who knows? But it's definitely something that we should all be thinking about. In the show notes, you'll see a link to the upcoming 6-week mastermind group. Everybody that's done it raves about it. And if you want to know what they said, head to our testimonials page. There'll also be a link in the show notes. Please think about it. Please, please, please think about how you could repurpose your skills to create another revenue stream that could help you find some more safety and peace of mind in your career in the coffee industry. I hope this has been helpful. Please remember to subscribe to this channel, whether you're watching it or you're listening to it on podcast listening apps. Peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the podcast, friends. And thanks to our episode sponsor, the Global Coffee Town Hall, a Map It Forward upcoming event. You can find out details at mapitforward.org/Global Coffee Town Hall or check the show notes for details. If you haven't had the opportunity to rate, review, or comment on this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, please consider doing that now and also sharing it with your friends. This podcast is produced by the team at Map It Forward, and the track you're currently listening to is called Run, Run, Run off of my album Laundry After Midnight, available on Bandcamp now. And the producer of this track is the fabulous Evolutionary Theory. Till the next episode of this podcast, peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day.